Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame again. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kristen Shivarko is here. Kristen's, we're glad she's here too. She's a longtime member of our Brain Thrust, author of Roadmap to Revenue. And she's one of the ladies we call on when we want to find out how to do a better job online. Kristen, thanks again for being here. When we think about going to market these days, you have to have a digital strategy, and that's something that the main thing that I'm trying to get across, Kristen, is if you're whatever business you're running, there's a 99.9% chance it's not the business of e-commerce. It's the business of selling what you sell on e-commerce. So find somebody to help you navigate this to get your website ready, to get your e-commerce ready, and to make the search engines happy, right?
Yep. Yeah, as you mentioned, Google is your first customer. And so you really have to, you have your customers, you also have your employees and your staff and everybody to take care of, but Google is the gateway. I mean, everybody searches, and Google still owns like 95-ish percent of the search market. So they're really important. But there's other things to keep in mind. Like one of the things is that there's a whole lot of people out there selling get-rich-quick, we can put you on page one of Google in 2 minutes
right.
kind of stuff. And it just, there's little tricks here and there, but basically it's a hard slog. And you have to create really good content that people find interesting so they stay on your site and they come to your site. So there's that whole, what are you producing for them that's helpful?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand what they want to read. You can't just put words out there. The web
isn't local search junk
as
important as anything for small businesses across the country?
It depends. It depends. If you're a small business selling nationally or internationally, it's not as big of a deal.
Right.
But if you're a jewelry store in Massachusetts, jewelers near me, the near me thing has really taken off.
Yeah.
And Google likes to work with you on that. So you have to have your Google My Business stuff all done. There's a whole lot of things you need to do there. You need to make sure you own your business. You've claimed it. And then they want pictures and reviews. So you have to work on that stuff.
You have to play that
because
game.
Sometimes people
say, nobody's reviewed this. That's a game that you have to play,
play
because if you haven't followed their rules, they'll disregard you. You'll become irrelevant, won't you?
Yes, they are a monopoly. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to, it's very bureaucratic. It's marketing used to be 80% creative and 20% logistics, and now, it's the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly logistics. It's 80% logistics and 20% creative.
What is the best? What is the best? If people believe us that you need to get help, what's the best way to find a person who can help you? How do we tell if they know what they're talking about?
Well, that's a really good question. I think one of the things you have to do is look for content that they've written, because if they're good, they just write. I mean, every month I'm putting new stuff on the blog to talk about various mm-hmm. things that managers need to understand. And a good person, somebody who's good at it, will do that. And they'll be in a number of channels. That's another good thing. They don't just have a website. They've got social mm-hmm. covered. Their content's syndicated. It's out in other places and other channels.
Multimedia.
And then you really have to get to know them.
You want audio and video, too, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, video is really important now.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, video is key.
What other advice you have? We got you'd like to think that people would be farther down the road, but there's still a lot of people down out there who have not fully embraced the online their online presence.
Yeah, yeah, they're sort of feeling like if I just, you know, I don't really need it, but it's really where the market has gone. And when you consider, especially with COVID, how many people are at home working, and that's all, that's,
right.
They don't shop in regular stores anymore. So you really do have to be in that world and embrace it.
Well, another thing that I've tried to point out, Christian, as we wrap up today, is that you don't have to win the race against the big guys, but you do have to be in the race, meaning you have to look, you have to have some semblance of, we're in the race, we're not trying to win, we're just trying to be here. People will give you credit, if you're a small business, for running in the race, even if you're not going to win. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's excellent advice. One of the things I've noticed is that people put up sites and do things digitally, and then they don't respond. And when someone asks a question, or they're on a neighborhood community online,
that's like,
or
that's
something,
like not answering your phone,
they don't
right?
come back. Yeah, just answer your phone or be on chat and answer their question. Yeah. You got to be Johnny on the spot these days. People
right.
expect
right.
immediate gratification.
Christian, I need your website, please.
It's zhivagopartners.com.
Zhivago Partners, ZhivagoPartners.com.
Yes, Z like zebra, H-I-V-A-G-O. If they just Google my name, they'll find me.
There you go. And don't forget her book, folks. Roadmap to Revenue, How to Sell the Way Your Customers Want to Buy. Hey, Christian, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Christian Zhivago, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Jim Blessing, we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.